Manuscript Releases, Volume 9, Numbers 664 to 770, MR Number 742, Jones's Sermons on the Validity of the Testimonies. It has been presented to me that I must speak to you, Jones, for you need help in order to break the spell that has been upon you. If you would humble your heart before the Lord and accept the light that He has given you, you would have help from God. I have been instructed to use those discourses of yours printed in the General Conference Bulletins of 1893 and 1897, which contain strong arguments regarding the validity of the testimonies, and which substantiate the gift of prophecy among us. I was shown that many would be helped by these articles, and especially those newly come to the faith who have not been made acquainted with our history as a people. It will be a blessing to you to read again these arguments, which were of the Holy Spirit's framing. Be assured, Elder Jones, that if you see your mistake in pursuing the course you have for some time been following, and take your position on the side of truth in regard to this question, the spell that is upon you will be broken. We call upon you to take your stand on the Lord's side, and act your part as a loyal subject of the kingdom. Acknowledge the gift that has been placed in the church for the guidance of God's people in the closing days of earth's history. From the beginning, the Church of God has had the gift of prophecy in her midst as a living voice to counsel, admonish, and instruct. We have now come to the last days of the work of the third angel's message, when Satan will work with increasing power because he knows that his time is short. At the same time, there will come to us through the gifts of the Holy Spirit diversities of operations in the outpouring of the Spirit. This is the time of the latter rain. In view of this, the words of the Apostle should come to us with impelling force. Repent ye therefore, and be converted, that your sins may be blotted out, when the times of refreshing shall come from the presence of the Lord. And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you, whom the heavens must receive until the time of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. For Moses truly said to the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me. Him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. And it shall come to pass that every soul which will not hear that prophet shall be destroyed from among the people. Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Ye are the children of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, And in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. Acts 3, verse 19 to 25. I cannot describe to you the relief of mind that has come to me. We thank God that the spell that has been over you may be broken. Yield your will to the Holy Spirit's guidance. Blessed assurance will come to the heart that is open to welcome the lowly Jesus. Jesus says, Therefore by the deeds of the law there shall no flesh be justified in his sight, for by the law is the knowledge of sin. But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets, even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all, and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Romans 3, verse 20 to 22. White Estate, Washington, D.C., August 29th, 1979.